The government is moving on tenancy law, essentially going back to what it was pre-Labor. 90-day no-cause evictions. Tenants only need to provide 21 days notice if they want to leave. The theory is, among other things, it loosens the market up, makes it more flexible, and that puts some sort of downward pressure on rents. Now, Managing Director of Aspire Property Management, Mike Atkinson, is with us. Mike, morning.
Good morning.
You like it, broadly?
I mean, it's very positive for landlords, but I'm not sure that it's going to put that much downward pressure on rents.
I tend to agree, because my next question was, what's your sense of where we're at in the rental market? Is it really about supply of houses or whatever the policy of the day happens to be?
Well, I think at the moment, the main concern for all our landlords is that they're really worried about costs, interest rates, and, you know, the government did skip the removal of the deductibility, and that would have had more of an impact right now for landlords. So I don't think, you know, landlords have not really been talking about, I wish the 90-day notice was back. Mm. And I'm not sure that that's something that we actually even needed at the moment.
Oh, really?
It was still possible to get rid of bad tenants. You know, if you had a good property manager in place, you could still get rid of them if they weren't paying the rent. And, you know, if this is giving some sort of downward pressure on rents, I think tenants have given up a lot in order to get that downward pressure. And I don't think there is going to be any downward pressure. So I think it is a real win for landlords and very bad for tenants, actually.
Okay, so in theory, though, what happens is if you make it easier for tenants, if you make it easier for landlords, rather, they get into the market. They're more likely to get into the market. Or would you argue with that?
I think that's correct. And this actual policy is more just a sign that this government acknowledges that landlords are actually part of the solution to the housing problem. Whereas, you know, the previous government sort of was making out that landlords were the problem. So I think this will bring landlords back into the market, not necessarily for this exact change, but more just a sign that this government probably has landlords' backs a little bit more.
You mentioned the tax deductibility. I think Chris Bishop, who we'll talk to later on, would argue that this is no silver bullet. There are no silver bullets. This is a lever. It's part of a deductibility. Yes, you make it easier. Yes, interest rates come down. Yes, you want cheaper houses being built. I mean, it's a whole mashup of stuff that needs to happen, isn't it?
That's right. I just think that right now, you know, we've got landlords that want to sell their properties because the numbers just don't stack up for them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, every time a landlord sells, it normally means that a tenant has to move out. There's one less rental property. So, you know, they have sort of just wound back these changes, and potentially we could have looked at maybe just improving what we had. They sort of said it was often to help landlords take a chance on tenants. We could have maybe done something to address making, you know, bad tenants accountable for any damage that they do and things like that, rather than just having all tenants now give up their sort of security of tenure.
It's a funny thing, isn't it? Because he talks, they're very heavily reliant on people wanting to help. You know, if you come out, he talked yesterday, Bishop, specifically about people who come out of prison, people who've got a criminal record. You know, in other words, you're asking a lot of a landlord, aren't you? I mean, what you really want is a family of four, and they're nice people who get on with life.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I guess also we're sort of saying that there's probably more tenants than there are rental properties. So if people are just moving over those tenants and getting to the next one, if they end up renting to that person, then it's just the next tenant that misses out on the property. So overall, we just need to increase the rental stock. So yes, this policy does, you know, it shows landlords that the government is on the right team this time. And hopefully, you know, that brings more landlords back into the market so that there's more rental properties, so that people don't have to miss out on getting a rental.
Let's hope so. Mike, appreciate your expertise. Mike Atkinson, who's the Managing Director of Aspire Property Management.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.